Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Bruce Schindler in Skagway. Schindler moved to Alaska in the 90s and is a mammoth ivory carver.
I went to school at the University of Washington, and to pay for school, I fished in the Bering Sea for a couple of seasons. And when I graduated, I decided to come to Skagway to drive tours for one summer and just never really went back. I went back down to Seattle to work that winter, and my friends had moved on. I was no longer a student, and I just found I didn't fit in as well as I thought I did. So I came back up here and felt at home and just made it my home. When I came here, I discovered ivory carving. And I thought, that's a cool hobby. And so I found a couple of artists who were willing to teach me a few things. I worked for a guy named David Present, who had a gallery in town. And I made 600 pair of cabochon earrings that winter and worked my fingers to a bloody pulp. But it was fine. I was learning and I was very happy. And it was the first time I was able to actually make something that really had value to it. So here you're buying a product that was made by somebody that you can meet when you're in Skagway, but the and it's a pair of earrings, but the earrings has its own story of the animal that went extinct, you know, 35,000 years ago, but survived in the alpine tundra for 35,000 years. In Skagway, most people here were not born here. They're travelers. They graduated from college. They came here to drive tours for a summer, and eventually they stayed. And so we're a population of people who've made a conscious choice to make Skagway our home. We take a lot of ownership in this town. We take a lot of pride in this town. And it's great being a part of a community that knows what it's about. Yeah, we're a tourist town, but we've got a lot more depth than just selling trinkets in a tourist, you know, in a jewelry store.
Bruce Schindler lives in Skagway. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.